Tação.
A very good morning to all of you. The ceremony is now open. President of the Republic, President of the Supreme Administrative Court, Member of Government, Deputy Speakers, Parliamentary Leaders, Secretary General of the Council of Europe, President of the Delegation of the Council of President of Council of Europe to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, former President or Speaker of the Portuguese Parliament, Dr. Almeida Santos, Members of Parliament, Ambassadors, Distinguished Laureates, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Portuguese Parliament to this ceremony for awarding the North-South Prize. The award is given to those who build bridges, the most noble task of all human beings. Bridges for others, so that all individuals and people will feel at home. Amongst the laureates, we have Suzanne Jabour, who with her courage has told us about places where human rights shout out, places such as prisons where torture occurs. And Prince Aga Khan, who has constantly said that a network is essential for the world, a network of rights. Bringing down the walls that separate us, poverty to ethnic differences. These people who build bridges tell us that all of us can communicate. These are men and women, therefore, that we are here to celebrate people who respond to this cry for help so that our common dignity can occur right down the line. If there is any message that the North-South Centre leaves us, it is the work done by these two laureates and the idea that all of us may discover one day that love of others is the only path possible forward. Congratulations to the laureate, congratulations to the North-South Centre, congratulations to the President of the Republic, who in 1988, whilst he was Prime Minister, suggested in an international forum that a centre be created, and this was the North-South Centre for Interdependence and Global Solidarity. The aim was to continue the ongoing collaboration process between NGOs, international institutions and governments, and increase the possibilities of equality between people. And it is up to all of us to pursue this audacious route. I now give the floor to Mr. Mota Amaral, who is President of the Parliamentary Assembly to the Council of Europe, or representing the President of the Parliamentary Assembly. President of the Republic, Speaker of the Portuguese Parliament, Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Executive Director of the North-South Centre, Distinguished Laureates of the North-South Centre Prize 2013, His Highness Aga Khan and Madam Suzanne Jabour, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the President of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Mrs. Anne Brasseur, who has given me the privilege of representing her in this official ceremony, and in my own name, I should like to respectfully greet the President of the Republic and the Speaker of the Portuguese Parliament. Special greetings also to the Secretary General of the Council of Europe, who for the first time in his mandate has come to visit Portugal, especially to participate in this ceremony. Mr. Thorbjørn Jagland, therefore, underlines his specific commitment with the North-South Centre and is giving a clear sign of appreciation for the important activities carried out by the Centre in promoting the ideals of democracy and human rights, which is indeed the stamp of the oldest and largest European organization in Europe, for which he has been responsible for the last 5 years. The Council of Europe plays an essential role in European construction. It defines and guarantees, for the benefit of all citizens, what I call the European political model, which is characterized by respect of the dignity of the human person through supporting fundamental rights and civic freedoms, representative democracy, and the rule of law. These principles are valued so greatly that all countries in our continent, with the exception of Belarus, have committed themselves to fulfilling them when they become members of the Council of Europe. The attraction of the European political model extends beyond borders and is patent through different forms of cooperation, bringing in countries from outside Europe to the Council of Europe, from neighboring areas, from North Africa, from the Middle East, and from Asia as observers and partners in democracy. However, things have not always run smoothly within the organization in recent times. Some monitoring organizations have been insufficient to comply with the commitments undertaken by national authorities when they became members of the Council of Europe. It almost seems that once these democratic credentials have been obtained, linking them to the Council of Europe, some feel that they now have a free rein to go ahead with authoritarian governments within the country and exercise real politic in foreign affairs. We have seen this happen in recent times, unfortunately, in Ukraine. However, today we are not here to deal with Council of Europe problems and its member countries, but we are here rather to praise the laureates of the North-South Prize 2013, His Highness Aga Khan, founder and leader of the Aga Khan Development Network, and Madame Suzanne Jabour. I congratulate both of them in my own name and as President of the Parliamentary Delegation of Portugal to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, and also its President, Madame Anne Brasseur, who regrets that she is unable to be here today. The activities, the worthy activities conducted by His Highness Aga Khan and his development network are felt throughout the entire world and need no further describing. Our country has also benefited greatly from the work done and the extension of the network in Portugal through Commander Nazim Ahmad. Madame Suzanne Jabour is a human rights activist. She has dedicated her life to children traumatized by violence and to victims of torture in her country, Lebanon, and in many others. Special mention also to the work done in promoting the United Nations Convention Against Torture. In the 2013 edition, the North-South Prize not only honors these laureates, but it has also added through them to the long list of already distinguished prize winners. Thank you. Thank you very much. The floor now to the President of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Mr. Jean-Marie Haidt.
Monsieur le Président de la
President of the Portuguese Republic, Speaker of the Portuguese Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, members of the Portuguese Parliament, Secretary General of the Council of Europe, distinguished laureates, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, on behalf of the Executive Committee of the North-South Center, I should like to express once again my gratitude and recognition for the constant, resolute support given by Portuguese authorities to the North-South Center. In particular, I should like to thank the President of the Republic, Professor Aníbal Cavaco Silva, and the Speaker of the Portuguese Parliament, Madame Assunção Esteves, for all their constant support. This year, the Center is celebrating 25 years of activity, and during this period, we have received active and sustained support from the authorities here in Lisbon in order to promote the values of the Council of Europe beyond the borders of Europe within the framework of our activities. And this has contributed towards creating a place where those involved in governance, both in the north and the south, may meet to take initiatives in order to strengthen democracy, defend human rights, and underline the importance of solidarity and interdependence between the North and the South. It is an honor for me to be here on behalf of the North-South Center and welcome the laureates of this prize, two well-noted and remarkable people who have relentlessly worked both individually and through international non-governmental organizations to defend fundamental values of our societies and thus provide support and aid to those who have been left aside by our societies. Madame Suzanne Jabour is well known as a human rights activist and clearly embodies the values of the Council of Europe. Her personal and professional career is an example of selfless devotion to protection of human rights for the benefit of underprivileged people in society. She was a founder member of associations and non-governmental organizations in Lebanon in the specific field of mental health care, special education, and mentally handicapped children, and the rehabilitations of the victims of violence and torture. Her work for the United Nations in prevention and the fight against torture throughout the south of the Mediterranean and throughout the rest of the world has contributed not only to the respect for the rule of law, but also to the process of democratization and strengthening solidarity between North and South. His Highness Aga Khan has for about 60 years been committed to promoting just and fair development for those who are underprivileged in more than 30 countries. The Aga Khan Development Network also works towards this end, providing better opportunities and better living conditions for thousands of people in developing countries. These activities involve health, education, housing, humanitarian aid, working with local and international protagonists and local authorities. Ladies and gentlemen, like our two laureates today, the North-South Center of the Council of Europe contributes to this dialogue between North and South by promoting and making people aware of solidarity and interdependence. It is therefore important to develop activities that will transmit and promote these values, which are at the very heart of our work. There is a true advantage in this, in that we are open to countries outside the Council of Europe. At the moment, we have Morocco and Cape Verde, who are members, and we'd be delighted to welcome new members from the South as well as from the North. The Quadrilogue is the original management system for the Center. The four main actors in governments, civil society, local authorities, parliaments, and governments. And this provides a dialogue for improved cooperation and dialogue. Most of our activities target young people and women. It is my honor, it was an honor for me to participate in the second university, Youth University for Citizenship in Hammamet in Tunisia, last week, and I will go to Morocco next week for the third international conference of the North-South process, or strengthening the role of women. These activities also, and also the Lisbon Forum in September on the subject of electoral process and democratic consolidation in southern countries of the Mediterranean are all, is a forum, a unique forum for exchanging experiences and good practice. President, ladies and gentlemen, the North-South Prize of the Council of Europe represents an important added value to the work done by the Council of Europe and clearly establishes strong links between the North and the South. Thank you. Thank you very much. The floor now to the Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Mr. Jagland.
President of the Republic of Portugal, Speaker of the Portuguese Parliament, distinguished winners of the North South Prize, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to be back. It's my second time to participate in the awarding ceremony of the North South Prize. It was a very beautiful ceremony last time I was here, and I'm sure that it will be equally beautiful today when we have the honor to pay tribute to two very exceptional individuals, Prince Aga Khan and Madame Suzanne Jabour. I would also like to say that I personally feel particularly attached to Portugal. I was a young political leader when the revolution took place here in 77-78. I was in Norway, and we started to struggle for setting up a broad assistance program from the Norwegian government. Actually, it was not difficult because we had a Minister of Finance at the time. Well, he was like all other finance ministers. He said no to everything that cost money. But on Portugal, it was totally the opposite. His wallet was open, and he said yes to every initiative we took. And therefore, we were able to set up a quite broad and important assistance program for the democratization here in Portugal. And I think what happened here was a great moment of history for Europe. The second reason why I feel particularly attached to Portugal is that I knew a woman, a businesswoman that left everything she had in Norway, and she settled here in Lisbon, in Alfama district, because she was so fond of singing Fado. And she became very good, and he participated in a national competition for Fado music, and she became number 8, and that was quite extraordinary. It was as if a Portuguese would participate in a ski jump competition in Norway and become number 8. Well, the laureates of 2013 North South Prize come from different backgrounds and different countries, but their work shares a common root. They have both dedicated their lives to helping those who are least privileged and most vulnerable. They have done so using different methods and means, but their goals has been the same, to help rebuild the lives of those who have fallen through the cracks of society. In the case of His Highness Aga Khan and the Aga Khan Foundation, this has been achieved by improving the living conditions of populations in the most deprived regions, not only by improving the national material situation, but also by boosting the prospects for the future. This has been done through focusing on crucial areas such as education, economic development, and boosting institutional capabilities. This carries also an important message to our own continent, Europe. Today, social and economic deprivation cannot be said to be a problem far from Europe. Europe's continent is rich. but the gap between extremes in income and wealth is increasing at an alarming pace. This gap is damaging to the social fabric, for millions, the capacity to access quality education, housing, public services, and quality housing is weakened. Time and again, we have been painfully reminded that the scores of poverty in Europe involves real people with real problems. Through his work and long-standing commitment to social justice, His Highness Aga Khan has shown that a lot of these real problems also have real solutions, which is also a very important message to Europe today. The accomplishments of Suzanne Jabour are no less impressive. Ms. Jabour has spent the past decade fighting against the use of torture within prisons. Dealing with prisoners can be demanding and costly, and often does not win great public support, but we cannot allow ourselves to cut corners. Even when prisoners are in conflict with law, even if they have committed crimes on foreign soil, Suzanne Jabour's efforts to improve the plight of prisoners are a powerful reminder that to the world that all human beings are equal and need to be treated accordingly. And this is, of course, what Council of Europe strongly identifies with. The European Court of Human Rights, our Committee for Prevention of Torture, and other instruments remind our governments of their responsibilities in this area. On a wider level, this year's laureates have shown us once again that working with civil society is an increasingly important task. Democracy requires that all groups within society are able to have their voices heard. Civil society participation is therefore vital to democracy. This is one of the reasons why the North-South Center is of importance in this day and age. By reaching out to civil society, in particular youth and women, and by bringing together these parties with governments, international organizations, local and regional authorities, the North-South Center has helped shape a culture of democratic citizenship, a culture firmly rooted in human rights and civic responsibility. So, ladies and gentlemen, the North-South Center has been often been described as the Council of Europe's window to the world, because its purpose is to assert the validity of the values upheld by the Council of Europe and the European values beyond our continent. I like that analogy, but I personally think it is more than just a window. It is also much like a terrace, an extension of our house, offering neighboring regions a solid platform for dialogue and structured cooperation between civil society, local authorities, governments, and parliaments. For me, Portugal is a perfect home for the North-South Center. Portuguese history is a story of discovery and exploration. For centuries, Portugal has been a powerful symbol of openness and intercultural exchange, reaching Europe with neighbors beyond our shores. Portugal always had an ability to understand that there is a world outside its own boundaries, and it has always had an ability to look upon the world from different angles, like my own national explorer, Thor Heyerdahl, the man that traveled on the Kon-Tiki, at the mercy of the ocean, in order to prove that the people in Polynesia came from the west and not from the east. And he became, of course, very famous all over the world, and he made a lot of lectures. And once he was asked by a student that was in Norway, a student asked, "Mr. Heyerdahl, who discovered America? Was it Christopher Columbus or was it the Norwegian Leif Erikson?" And then Mr. Heyerdahl answered, "Ask those who were on the shores when they arrived." So he had the ability to understand, like Portugal, to understand that there is a different perspective on the world. We cannot look upon history and the world only from our own perspective with our own eyes. So therefore, I'm glad to be here today to honor such outstanding people that has an ability to understand that there is something outside their own sphere, to do something for other people. So I would like to end by, as I'm standing here in the magnificent São Bento Palace, and to quote the Portuguese poet Fernando Pessoa, once said that any wide piece of ground is a potential site of a palace, but there is no palace until it's built. This was true for Portugal's long democratic journey, as it is for our human rights infrastructure in Europe. And therefore, we have to struggle every day to preserve and, I would say, rebuild, take care of this democratic structure, but we cannot do it without looking to individuals, their rights, and that's why we are so honored to be here together with the North South, the winners of the North South Prize today. Congratulations.
Muito obrigada.
Thank you very much. I should now like to invite the President of the Republic to hand over the awards to the two laureates.
Dou agora a palavra.
And I'll give the floor to the laureate, His Highness Aga Khan, to give us his speech.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. President of the Republic of Portugal, President of Parliament, Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Government Ministers and Members of Parliament, President of the Portuguese Parliament's delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, Chair of the Executive Committee of the North-South Centre, Fellow Laureate, Suzanne Jabour, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is a singular pleasure for me to be here with you and to tell you how deeply honored I am by this remarkable award. This ceremony is particularly meaningful for me for several reasons. This award, first of all, has special significance because of who shares it, Madame Suzanne Jabour. Her dedication to those who are tortured is an example that inspires us all. I know she will agree when I mention the list of those from both South and North who have received this award since 1995. It is a moving experience to have one's work recognized alongside theirs. In addition, of course, this prize has particular meaning because of those who organize it, the men and women of the North-South Center of the Council of Europe, who contribute so much to advancing democratic citizenship in our world. The Arkhan Development Network has been proud to join with the center in distinguished projects such as the annual Lisbon Forum held at the Ismaili Center. The significance of this award is also enhanced for me by the fact that it has been presented by the President of Portugal in the presence of so many eminent leaders and in this splendid parliamentary setting. The Ismaili Imamat and the Arkhan Development Network have had a long, close relationship with Portugal, built on shared values. Over many centuries, Portugal has welcomed and integrated people of diverse cultures. It was here on the Iberian Peninsula that Al-Andalus flourished for so long as a model of effective pluralism, a home for Christian and Jewish peoples that were also part of an Islamic empire. This is surely an appropriate place for celebrating the values associated with this award. The North-South Prize affirms principles which have long been animated and sustained by the Arkhan Development Network. Our work seeks in many ways to improve the quality of human life in health, in education, in cultural and economic development. But our core conviction is that human progress depends on human cooperation, even across difficult lines of division. As I observe the world, I am struck by the insufficiency of well-informed debate, of richer dialogue, of deeper education in our quest to avoid human conflict. That insufficiency often plagues relations between the North and the South, and increasingly between the North and the Islamic world. Some have called this a clash of civilizations. I think it is essentially a clash of ignorances. What it means in any case is that institutions such as the North-South Center have never been more important. A related problem is the failure of so many to recognize that pluralism is not only a growing fact of life, but also a blessing for their communities, an opportunity to be welcomed rather than a threat to be feared. Since ancient times, great cultures have thrived because of their openness to diversity and not because of their exclusivity. It was to address this issue that the Government of Canada and I created a new Global Centre for Pluralism in Ottawa in 2006. Recently, the Global Center held its third annual pluralism lecture, a platform for global leaders to reflect on this topic. Our first two lecturers in 2012 and 2013 were the former president of the Kyrgyz Republic, Roza Otunbayeva, and the former United Nations Secretary General, Kofi Annan. This spring, our guest lecturer was Antonio Guterres, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees since 2005. One reason I mention him here, of course, is because he was, for 7 years, the Prime Minister of Portugal. Before that, as many of you know, he also played a key role in the refugee affairs with the Council of Europe and its Parliamentary Assembly. His recent lecture described eloquently the unprecedented scale and severity of the world's refugee crisis. He addressed passionately the moral challenge this crisis presents, the tragic impulse of some to exploit it, and the critical importance of standing together on behalf of human tolerance. I commend his words to you. They resonate powerfully with the purpose of the North-South Center. We inhabit an overcrowded and interconnected planet, and yet we share a common destiny. A weakness or pain in one corner can rapidly transmit itself across the globe. The pervasive rejection of pluralism in all its forms plays a significant role in breeding destructive conflicts. An example is the current situation in the Middle East, where conflict is having a profound destabilizing impact in the region, but also well beyond, including here in Europe. Instability is infectious, but so is hope. And that is why it is so important for us to carry the torch of hope as we seek to share the gift of pluralism. Pluralistic values have been articulated since ancient times. Profound expressions about our common humanity are embedded in the world's great religious traditions, including my own. But now, it is for us to re-articulate those traditions. As we do so, our support for one another can be a source of renewed and growing strength. It is ironic that a sense of intensified conflict comes at a time of unprecedented breakthroughs in communication technology. At the very time that we talk more and more about global convergence, we also seem to experience more and more social divergence. The lesson, it seems to me, is that technologies alone will not save us. The critical variable will always be and always lie in the disposition of human hearts and minds. That, it seems to me, is what the work of the North-South Center is all about, including our gathering today. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share with all of you in this experience and in the great purposes to which it calls us. Thank you.
Muito obrigada.
Thank you very much. The floor now to the laureate, Madame Suzanne Jabour.
Mr. President of the Portuguese Republic, Mrs. President of the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic, Honorable Members of the Assembly of the Republic, Mr. Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Mr. Chair of the North-South Center, ladies and gentlemen, His Highness the Aga Khan, let me start my speech by a message to His Highness the Aga Khan from my heart. We learn from reflecting on your great experience and your valuable and extraordinary achievement. It is an honor and privilege to be among the list of those outstanding individuals and distinguished prize winners. This award is an encouraging message, not only for me, but also for those who believe that the promotion and protection of human rights, it's not a slogan, it's a way of life. I would like to express my gratitude to the Council of Europe for sponsoring the North-South Prize and my appreciation for the continued and resolute support of the European Union toward establishing a cooperation platform with developing countries. I would like more particularly to thank the North-South Center and all people involved in its functioning. As a human rights activist and as a networking agent between North and South of the world, it is an honor for me to receive the blessing of this prize. Allow me to thank the efforts of the European Union for the prevention and eradication of torture and cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment in all parts of the world. And namely, the EU delegation in Lebanon for believing in what my team and myself do every day, for believing that our work makes a difference to those who suffer and are too often ignored. Highlighting that this is a joint award, but I am here today as interlocutor of the Lebanese civil society at large and of my colleagues in Restart Center, who work hard on a daily basis to offer their contribution for the protection of human rights and bringing hope to victims. In 1996, Restart Center was named after the intention of helping those who have suffered severe and inhuman acts of violence to rebuild their lives. And it's with those people, with all the victims of torture, with all the victims of abuses and ill-treatments, that I want to share this honorable prize. At this very moment, while standing before you, somebody is being tortured. Somebody is silent about it. Somebody is allowing torture to happen. And somebody is not accountable for having committed the abhorrent, inhuman, and useless crime of torture. When victims are being tortured, they are not tortured alone. Their families are tortured, torn, and often irreversibly broken. When torture happens, a whole society is tortured. A country is tortured. A humanity is tortured. Torture takes place behind closed doors, in darkness, and it's happened in more than 140 countries in the world. As Restart Center director and as a psychologist, from my patient, I often receive lessons. Once a man said, I used to be a strong man, healthy. I served my country with my profession for more than 20 years. I was strong and solid. I could do so much. I could take care of my parents, my children, and my wife. I was a man. Now, look at me. I'm nothing. I have nothing. Not my family, a home. I can't work. I have no life. I'm explosive, broken, empty, nothing. Sometimes I eat, I sit, I wait for what? I don't know. There is nothing to do but stare at the ceiling the whole day, thinking, too scared and worried to sleep. I have no life. This is a life worse than an animal's, not the life of man. I'm nothing, not even a human being. I am free, but I live in a prison without bars, without walls. In my mind, I'm imprisoned. What are the human rights when I am nothing? What are my human rights if I'm not even a human? Distinguished people, allow me to ask you one question. The question that came to my mind and to the mind of those working by my side. Are we doing enough to fight against torture? Are we doing enough to prevent it, to avoid it? Are we doing enough to lessen the pain of the victims, to restore their lives, their dignity, to uphold their rights to reparation? Are we doing enough to ensure that torture is prosecuted, to guarantee justice for all and impunity for none? The answer is clear, and it's no. That is what keeps us restarting every day our challenging work. Aware of our limits, but with the conviction that doing nothing, it's not an option. Syria is badly bleeding. More than 150,000 people have been killed in the 3-year war after. And the weekly updates of the UNHCR now count 2,841,524 refugees who sought protection in the region, while 6.5 million mothers, daughters, grandfathers, brothers, and sons displaced in Syria today are approximately 20% of total number of the people internally displaced by conflict across the world. Syria's bleeding is also affecting my beloved country, Lebanon. With over 1 million of displaced Syrians escaping from horror, looking for safety and protection, hoping to find shelter, or even a future that the hosting country cannot offer. Nobody chooses to be a refugee. And there again lies the same question. Are we doing enough to protect victims? UN agencies, European institutions, civil society organizations, we are doing a lot, but we can do more. Activate with no delay all diplomatic, political, and substantial mechanisms that can build lasting peace, establish effective ways to ensure humanitarian corridors and continue to support refugees, repair victims, work toward justice and effective social reintegration versus social marginalization and neglect. As president for the International Rehabilitation Council for Victims of Torture, and as vice president of the UN Subcommittee for the Prevention of Torture, my work is also to remind authorities that a society human rights record is mirrored in the states of human rights protection in its places of detention. As Mandela once said, no one truly knows a nation until he has been inside its jails. A nation should not be judged by how it treats its highest citizens, but how it treats its lowest. We all need to join hands for a world free of torture. State and non-state actors, UN bodies, EU institutions. We need to work together through awareness, advocacy, institutional reform, provision of direct support to victims, and also through education by partnering with universities and schools to ensure that the children and youth of today, the future of tomorrow, are brought up and educated in the spirit of zero tolerance on torture. I have faced several challenges in my way here, but each one has strengthened my motivation and turned me into the woman standing in front of you today. How shall I pretend to be the woman that I am today without experiencing the grief, the pain, and suffering of victims of torture, of refugees, and all people deprived of their liberty. My hope is to make their voice heard. I'm grateful for all the vulnerable groups which gave me the privilege to work with them. Please allow me to offer this award not only to the victims of torture in Syria and in all the parts of the world, but also to those who fight tirelessly to eradicate it. It will happen one day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Suzanne Jabour. I would now like to give the floor to the President of the Republic.
Da República, senhores membros do governo, senhor secretário-geral do Conselho da Europa, senhor presidente do Comitê Executivo do Centro Norte-Sul, senhor presidente da delegação da Assembleia da República, à Assembleia Parlamentar do Conselho da Europa, Sr. Diretor Executivo do Centro Norte-Sul, Srs. Deputados, digníssimos laureados, minhas senhoras e meus senhores. O Prémio Norte-Sul do Conselho da Europa distingue personalidades que, pela sua ação, se destacam por contribuírem para a proteção dos direitos humanos, para a defesa da democracia e do Estado de Direito e para a promoção da liberdade, do diálogo intercultural e da interdependência entre os povos. As individualidades galardoadas são exemplo de trabalho e de perseverança e, não raras vezes, de muitos sacrifícios. Este prémio tem, ao longo dos anos, contemplado entidades que provenham de contextos múltiplos e distintos, pondo desta forma também em evidência a diversidade e a pluralidade do Centro-Norte-Sul. Os laureados desta edição são disso um claro exemplo. Sua Alteza, o HK, e a Rede HK para o Desenvolvimento, e a doutora Suzane Jabour. Sua Alteza, o HK e a Rede HK para o Desenvolvimento não necessitam de apresentações. A Rede HK presente em 30 países, tem trabalhado desde há muito no sentido de melhorar as condições de vida das populações, valorizando em particular áreas como a saúde, a educação, o desenvolvimento rural, a cultura, a arquitetura e o empreendedorismo. Assenta num impressionante projeto que desenvolve parcerias com diversas instituições públicas e privadas, desde governos a organizações internacionais, passando por empresas, fundações e universidades. Gostaria que este prémio pudesse também servir de estímulo à cooperação entre a Rede HK para o Desenvolvimento e o próprio Centro Norte-Sul. Hoje prestamos igualmente homenagem a Suzane Jabour, médica, com um desempenho destacado na promoção dos direitos humanos e em especial na luta contra a tortura em prisões e centros de detenção no Médio Oriente, em África e na América Latina. A sua ação enquadra-se no apoio à reabilitação das vítimas através de um conjunto de serviços de acompanhamento jurídico, médico e psicológico. Para além da direção da ONG Restart, as funções da doutora Suzane Jabour desempenha como Presidente do Comitê Executivo do Conselho Internacional da Reabilitação das Vítimas de Tortura, são um testemunho adicional do seu valor e da sua dedicação. Este ano, o Centro Norte-Sul destaca a vertente dos direitos humanos, que estão consensual no plano das palavras, mas cuja materialização, infelizmente, permanece ainda por realizar. O trabalho de Suzane Jabour é bem ilustrativo desta situação. Realço ainda as perspectivas da educação e do desenvolvimento subjacentes à ação da Rede HK, que cobre um vasto espectro de países e de situações sociais.
For education and development underlying the action of the HK network, which covers a broad spectrum of countries and social situations. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome to this ceremony the highest representative of the Council of Europe. I hope that his presence will contribute to the commitment of all in reinforcing the role and the mission of the North-South Centre. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the North-South Centre. The Centre was established as a platform for common dialogue, bringing together participants from Europe and neighbouring regions for the promotion of universal values, thus contributing to the democratic process through global education for citizenship and intercultural dialogue. It has a unique characteristic of bringing together, through its activities, representatives of governments, parliaments, regional and local authorities, and civil society. As I've already said, in the last quarter century, the Centre has evolved enormously. The role it has played throughout this time as a place for dialogue is even more relevant today. I refer particularly to the southern border, bearing in mind the political dynamics of these countries. It's exciting to observe the growing interest shown in the Centre's activities by countries south of the Mediterranean and from other parts of Africa. The 214 edition of the Lisbon Forum will deal precisely with the electoral process and the democratic consolidation in the southern Mediterranean. The Centre currently has, amongst a greatly enlarged group of countries, networks of working groups centred on questions about youth and the rights of women. It undertakes in particular a very important role in the process of training and building the capabilities of young people to exercise citizenship and prepare them to take an active role in a democratic process in the political life of their countries. It is in this way it also contributes to the struggle, mostly among the younger age group, to combat growing disenchantment, alienation and absenteeism. Ladies and gentlemen, the work undertaken by the North-South Centre and its impact on people's daily lives show how, even in the most difficult circumstances currently being faced, the Centre continues to deserve the political and institutional support of the Council of Europe and of all countries interested in strengthening the links between the two shores of the Mediterranean. I reiterate the importance that Portugal attributes to the role of the North-South Centre. The awards ceremony, which is held annually in Lisbon at the highest level, is in itself the most revealing of our acknowledgement. Thank you very much. This ceremony is now adjourned. Thank you.